Welcome to TSN The Reporter's podcast. I'm Dave Hodge with Dave Naylor, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons to talk about another World Baseball Classic, another WBC that has seen the United States fail to win the title. The U.S. loses games, the U.S. loses face, and the argument is that the WBC needs the U.S. to be better, or the WBC does just fine by proving that other teams can win. Which way do you go, Michael?
I think the U.S.'s shrug at all this is getting old. The U.S. is now 10-10, and if we can't win, we're going to take our ball and go home. I don't think it covers the U.S. in glory, and I think the way the Puerto Ricans and the Dominicans have reacted have injected some welcome life into this tournament.
Yeah, well, I think you watch the Dominicans play, you fall in love with baseball. Just watching how much they love the game and the kind of way they play. But if you go back to the Americans, I'm not sure there's going to be another World Baseball Classic. I'm not sure this thing is going to sustain itself because it needs the Americans to succeed for an American audience to appreciate this thing. And they've never put their best team together yet, and maybe they won't ever get the chance to do so.
That's part of the problem is the World Baseball Classic has something in common with the NBA Slam Dunk Contest. The best guys aren't there. And that when you don't have best on best, I can't think of a sport where one nation is clearly dominant in terms of depth and historically speaking, and yet there's this shrug when they don't win. There's not a great outcry in the United States of the fact that they're out of this tournament.
Japan doesn't have its best players there, and yet Japan may well win a third straight time. And the U.S. players that were there at the start of the tournament seem just fine until you get them on the field and you find out that, well, no, maybe either they're not good enough or the other guys are just a whole lot better than we thought.
Well, they came within an inning or so of losing to Canada, which would have eliminated them in the first round of the tournament, which would have been quite an indignity on itself. But one of the charms, I think, one of the things I really like about the World Baseball Classic is you get a game like the Puerto Rico-U.S. game the other day where a guy like Nelson Figueroa, born in Brooklyn, by the way, educated at Brandeis University, an American pitching for Puerto Rico, a failed major leaguer. The guy has been lost in every city he was in. Six teams, lost everywhere. And here he is against all these American all-stars, and he's dominating them.
You know, the real problem is the U.S. is too cool for school in this. They just, they're playing one of 162 in their minds, or at least that's what it seems like. This is a unique format, and you can't approach it like a major league season. And these major leaguers are so drunk on their own cool that they don't seem to want to be able to play a different way and adapt to the rules of this tournament, which are different and makes the tournament a little bit of an outlier in terms of baseball.
Well, very much so, and that's part of what I think diminishes the appeal of this tournament for me is the idea that a journeyman major leaguer can go out and be the hero. I mean, that's not baseball. I mean,
But take it to the World Hockey Championships, and we've seen this time and time again, where some third-string goalie from an international hockey league team or some team winds up playing for Italy or Czech Republic or something, and suddenly Canada gets shut out or beaten because
I think you're talking about Martin Gerber.
Could be Jim Corsi. Could be there's so many different guys over the years. Meze in the Olympics. That's what's happening here. And I think that brings charm to event. That doesn't diminish them.
Well, the Americans lose, and then the Americans lose in a way that makes you dislike the Americans. Have we ever said this before? Brandon Phillips is very vocal about the celebration that the Dominican players and the Puerto Rican players displayed. And then Brandon Phillips says, if we get another chance to play the Dominicans in this case, we're going to really show them how to celebrate. Well, if what they're doing is wrong, then you shouldn't be promising to do the same thing. And in fact, what they did just means hooray for somebody thinking that this is that important, because otherwise we don't think it is.
But the USA is the evil empire globally. I don't want to take anything away from the New York Yankees here, but it's the USA, and I don't want to go all political science 101 on you, but if you look at the Dominican relations with the U.S. going back to the mid-60s when the U.S. actually had troops there, it's an uncomfortable relation. But when you can beat the bully, and the U.S. is perceived as the bully,
Go nuts.
Well, you look at the way people react when they beat Canada in hockey. The celebration is different. And if people have a problem with them, this over-the-top celebration, you can't have an international tournament but say, by the way, you must celebrate the American way or the North American way. That's, you know, that's what you get.
If they ever do win, if they ever do win, they'll celebrate just the same way.
Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. Americans are the worst celebrators when they win stuff. I mean, the 1984 Olympics was the worst, you know, chest-thumping gestation period of maybe of all time.
In the 1984 Olympics, Canada beat the U.S. before the opening ceremonies.
I'm talking summer. Summer Olympics Los Angeles. The only two words I ever heard, USA, USA. It was like everywhere you went.
Although people apparently perceive Vancouver.
If you weren't Canadian. Vancouver was similar. But have you been to the Dominican? Have you been to a place like San Pedro de Macorís?
I've been only to the other side of that island.
You can't imagine how poor it is. You can't imagine how different it is from the world that we live in the North American world. So for these guys to come together and to take pride in their country and to believe in each other and to believe in their country and to put those uniforms on and feel that way, I understand that. I understand that feeling because I've seen where they're from.
So I think the potential of this tournament does lie in the U.S. finding a way to be better. And when we're talking to a Canadian audience here, Canada has come close the last two times to winning games against the Americans. It's come closer than to beating Italy. So Canadians can say, well, maybe if our team could get stronger, why couldn't we be where the Netherlands is, Curaçao, whatever? I mean, you know, what if Russell Martin had played shortstop? Maybe we'd have won.
Well, if there is a next World Baseball Classic, Josh Johnson, I just found this out the other day reading our paper, Josh Johnson's father is born in Calgary, yeah. Which would qualify him, by the way, to pitch for Canada. So that would add one, and he said he'd like to pitch in the next World Baseball Classic for Canada.
Well, Canada had some of the same problems that the U.S. did. Russell Martin didn't play, Ryan Dempster didn't play. So this is not only U.S. stars opting out, as you pointed out, Dave. None of the big Japanese major leaguers played. So there are endemic problems with the World Baseball Classic. The biggest is the U.S. isn't very good.
Well, I can't think of another sporting event that is easier to like or easier to dislike all at the same time than the World Baseball Classic. And that's it for the podcast. TSN, the reporters, till next time. Thanks for being with us.